Inspiring Entrepreneurs is brought to you by City Commercial Bank in celebration of City's 120th anniversary in Singapore.
Grit, vision and determination. Now, these are some of the attributes that make a successful leader and entrepreneur. And while many of us have the above attributes, what does it take for a vision to translate into a successful business and withstand the test of time? In this Inspiring Entrepreneurs series, part of Citi's 120th anniversary in Singapore, we're going to explore just that. We're going to delve into the mind of five entrepreneurs to understand their journey, lessons they've learned, and what they think it takes to be successful. So have you ever wondered what happens to your mobile phone when you place it in a recycling box or exchange it for a new one? Now, Mercantile has been in business in Singapore since 2006, though the firm's roots go back over two decades. Now, the company handles device life cycle management and has tapped into an interesting growth market in this area. The business is now firmly in the hands of the next generation. Karan Narula, Director and Chief Executive Officer of Mercantile, has been working with his father since the age of 18, and he joins us now to share his experience in growing the company, seizing business opportunities, and navigating new waters. Karan, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Hi, Rachel. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you, Citi, for making this happen. Thank you.
It's wonderful to have you with us, and we look forward to finding out more about your journey, because I understand that Mercantile handles device lifecycle management and distribution solutions. So before we get into the details of your journey, perhaps you can tell us and share with us exactly what it is that Mercantile does.
So Mercantile has been managing the life cycle of smart devices for over two decades. We have two sides to the business, the distribution side and life cycle side.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll talk about the distribution side first.
Okay.
We are providing supply chain solutions to technology manufacturers and OEMs across various markets. Over the years, we have transformed distribution using technology focused on building products and solutions to deliver devices to their customers efficiently. On the lifecycle side, the first step is that we obtain the device from the sources. So for that, we have strategic tie-ups with telecom operators and brands in their buyback programs. This ensures we have access to used phone devices for multiple geographies at scale. All the devices are data wiped according to global standards and thoroughly examined with in-house softwares for their functioning and cosmetic aspects. Our proprietary algorithms assign a suitable grade based on our standards, which were developed over the years. All the phones which need repair are then refurbished with genuine original parts. End of the cycle, the products are carefully recycled through our partners if we cannot use them. The graded phones are certified and sold to our network of retailers and wholesalers across the world.
I mean, this is fascinating, and we've seen increasing conversations when it comes to improving the life cycle of devices, products, multiple consumables. How did the business come about?
We've been involved in distribution of electronic devices globally mm-hmm. for over two decades. Since we already have the years of experience and relationships in this domain, getting into the circular economy was a conscious decision. And as well as a natural evolution that Mercantile took. So smart devices have been growing, been a growing business for some time, and more than a billion devices are shipped, you know, every year. At the same time, technology in this sector is evolving faster than most other sectors.
Mm.
This makes the current devices outdated for a certain set of people who are tech savvy and trendy. And what might be obsolete or outdated products in some countries can still be an aspirational product for some located in other countries and other geographies. So we realized that quite early. We started building businesses in this domain, and this was the right opportunity to get into this sustainable business and circular economy. We have saved an estimate of over 100,000 tons of carbon dioxide emission in the last 5 years.
My goodness. That's not a small amount.
Quite significant.
We've talked a bit about your business story. Before we talk about strategy, I just want to put your particular story in context. As I mentioned in the introduction, you've been connected with the business since the age of 18. Now,
right.
As second generation overseeing the business, what was it like taking over the reins? And what were some of the challenges that you faced?
You see, being a second generational entrepreneur. You know, it's very difficult to fill in the shoes of the first generation, but we try our best, humbly. And you know, we have been given a set of businesses which are on a platform to grow, to experiment, and to pick on experienced brains around us, you know, which we can pick on. But at the same time, you know, what used to work at a certain scale and time will become obsolete. And there will be frequent unlearning and learning curves, you know, that we have to go through. So in these circumstances, it's not just individual learning sometimes. The entire organization has to unlearn, learn, and transform. So this is not a small task. Sometimes it could make or break a business. In Mercantile, we have to transform digitally, both in sales channels, internal processes. We launched a marketplace platform called rehandle.com, a B2B cross-border e-commerce platform for retailers, wholesalers, distributors to buy used phones directly from us. We built platforms like Jibo and Works. These platforms are AI-based platforms with algorithms to efficiently manage the whole supply chain, starting from procurement of the product to testing, certifying, delivering devices across the globe. Without this transformation, actually, we could have never pulled off, you know, such a devastating pandemic, which wiped out many such businesses. So this technology which we brought into the business, digitization of the supply chain, building the systems based on what our business requirements were and what we see, how the market requirements are, that's what actually helped us transform.
And now you mentioned the pandemic there. I want to ask you, over the last 2 years, we've seen many businesses have to streamline processes, pivot to adapt to the pandemic normal, the situation over the last 2 years. How did you have to adjust your offerings? What did Mercantile do?
Of course, the pandemic has had a huge impact, not just on our business, but also on the world economy in general, but also on every individual's life. Many people lost their kins, family, and livelihood to this pandemic. So coming to Mercantile, we first had to safeguard our employees who are working in our units. Ours is a shop floor environment where people have to be present, you know. So making the workplace pandemic safe was our first priority. After establishing this, all our facilities in compliance with local laws of various geographies, we had to continue to keep winning over our customers. So it was quite challenging. We saw the pandemic as an opportunity, though, you know, rather than a hindrance. So remote working, you know, we moved to remote working. And, you know, a lot of our people were working remotely globally. We adapted very quickly to that. Also, we saw an opportunity in the pandemic because remote working, online school education had led to an increase in demand and consumption of smart devices. So as people became cost conscious, this opened up the used phone market, you know, throughout the world. And in fact, you know, grew at significant numbers. Besides chip shortages, logistics slowdowns, which caused supply chain shortages, and production shortfalls of new devices, we were in a well-positioned situation to grab the opportunity. And thanks to our online transformation, business intelligence, MIS systems, agile supply chains, using this, we built the B2B e-commerce website to ensure our customers' access to inventory is available 24/7. So due to these conditions, our business grew almost 100% during these tough times.
That's impressive. And you mentioned that consumers became more cost conscious as a result of the pandemic. They also became more climate conscious, and sustainability is really a big buzzword now. Although it's not new, the pandemic's really thrust this issue into the limelight. How did this then open up perhaps opportunities for you, do you think, given that you're improving the life cycle of these smart devices?
With smartphone lifecycle management, you know, there's a lot of unseen challenges. The device lifecycle management industry is still in the evolution phase. So, you know, before we go to sustainability. So there are challenges we face during our journey. Challenges starting with decision making. You know, growth requires quick decision. We used artificial intelligence, machine learning to extract the values from the huge data pools we have. Data-driven decisions are critical for better, you know, efficiency, cost optimization, and governance in B2B business scenarios. Second, we needed efficiency improvement. So for mapping customer requirements across different geographies to the supply. So again, we made use of AI, machine learning, to help us make several decisions. We are able to achieve a 5x better efficiency in rightly mapped market demands with the supply. Using technology, we built tools and dashboards to have a look at micro and macro level data, which resulted in better governance. So coming to, you know, for us to build, we reached this stage of, global expansion, we had to go through a lot of internal changes. When you ask me about sustainability, mm-hmm. Yes, sustainability has been a real buzzword since some time now. But there is an increased awareness and consumer consciousness, in sustainable business practices as well. But the smart device industry boom has happened in recent years. And we believe that Mercantile is a front runner in establishing the standards of sustainable practices in the smart device segment. We are making the supply chain efficient, intelligent enough to increase the reusability and lifetime of the smart devices. And at the same time, we make the situation win-win for all the stakeholders who would like to take part in this circular economy. And, consumers are environmentally conscious.
That's right.
Also, governments, across the world are recognizing the need to incentivize, make friendly policies for sustainable businesses. These factors have helped both in tangible and intangible ways for us.
We want to use our hard-earned dollars to make a difference now. We're speaking with Karan Narula, Director and Chief Executive Officer of Mercantile. Now, I want to get to your facilities before we start to talk about expansion. You've shared with us a bit about the business and about your own growth journey. So Mercantile has physical facilities in 8 countries and a growing global footprint. You've been very, very busy. But you know what?
Yes.
Navigating new markets is never easy. How do you tackle this?
We have worked very hard internally to learn, unlearn, and transform ourselves. We have ensured that we are able to expand our business, so that we come closer to our customers. So the reason of, expanding to these 8, countries and setting up warehouses is that, our customers were in those regions and we reach closer to them. So by putting in all this, technology and relying upon technology, which is made in-house, most of it is proprietary, we have managed to make customized tools and customized controls required for our expansion. So again, there are lots of challenges we faced. It all did not happen very easily. It did take a lot of time and challenges and, to scout local talent, to treat individual, hubs as individual companies, empower them to the fullest. It's all has to be very customized and very flexible to suit our needs and the market needs.
And speaking of flexibility, when the opportunity arises, you've got to be flexible and often you've got to be fast. What kind of support did you lean on to ensure that you had the liquidity needed to reach across multiple borders to seize opportunities as they came up?
We ensured, firstly, our inventory turn is turning quicker and our working capital needs are always under control. That's the most important aspect. The financial institutions play a vital role in the growth of any business. As we grow our businesses cross-border, we have access to banking systems to support the growth and scale up. Our business fundamentals have always been strong since the beginning, which helped us partner with global financial institutions like Citi to provide us funds in our overseas and cross-border expansion.
So where next then for you? I understand that you might be looking to explore entering the US.
There is a huge opportunity left to be explored in geographies such as Europe and US. The used phone market is growing in double digits across those regions. We have plans in the pipeline to expand our market share there. We also are expanding our e-commerce side of the business, making more customer-friendly features,
okay,
et cetera.
So growth across the board for the company then?
Yes, absolutely.
So what advice would you offer to entrepreneurs and businesses looking to expand beyond their comfort zone, but perhaps not quite sure where to start?
Entrepreneurs should go global, explore new markets. The boundaries of the world are growing thinner every day. Mm-hmm. The world is a global village. If the business has a global outlook, do not think twice to have an exploratory mindset.
And I understand that you come from a long line of entrepreneurs as well. What do you think it takes to be a successful entrepreneur?
I think embrace technology. Technology keeps changing. And until you reinvent your business from time to time and evolve with time, you cannot survive the changing times. Secondly, think long term. Commit yourself 100% in the results of your hard work. You should put in the best efforts all the time.
And very wise words there. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
We've been speaking with Karan Narula, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer of Mercantile, on his entrepreneurial journey and what he thinks it takes to sustain a successful vision as part of an inspiring entrepreneur's Business series to celebrate City's 120th year in Singapore. This segment is solely intended to be for your general information and may not represent the views and opinions of City Commercial Bank. I'm Rachel Kelly. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
Inspiring Entrepreneurs was brought to you by City Commercial Bank in celebration of City's 120th anniversary in Singapore.